it comes from seeing too much violence. Not only did I grow up in Baltimore, not only does my family live in Baltimore, and we know the violence that's in Baltimore, but in 2000, I had a close friend, Ed Totley, who was working undercover for the Maryland State Police. He was working on a Safe Streets task force with the FBI in the Washington, D.C. area, and he was murdered during a botched drug buy. He was shot at point-blank range in the head. That calls me to just stop all this nonsense that we were doing and to take a different look at this. Because I worked undercover when Marcellus Ward was killed here in Baltimore in similar circumstances. Just 2 years after Ed was killed, the Dawson family, seven, mother, father, and five kids, killed by one drug dealer because Angela, the mother, was working with the police to get him off the corner from out in front of her home. She wasn't afraid that her kids would become addicted to drugs. She was afraid that her boys would have been recruited into that business, a deadly business, and we know what the lifespan is for any young person who's recruited and sometimes coerced into that business of drug dealing. That's what she feared, and she lost her life. Her entire family lost her life. When is enough enough? We've got to start unraveling this now. That's why it's so critical. Another day, another hour is too long.